Hello there. This is Nelson Olmsted. Today I have the amazing tale of an entire city which moved to a new location. First, here's Clint Gruber speaking for Pacific Power.
Welcome once again to Stories of Pacific Powerland, a presentation of Pacific Power and Light, the company that has been serving the electric needs of the region's homes, farms, and industries through more than half a century of progress and growth. Now, here's Pacific Powerland's favorite storyteller, Nelson Olmsted.
We built ourselves a good town here at Yakima City, and I ain't about to move, no matter where they put the railroad tracks.
Now, there's no need to get all riled up. Those railroad people figure Yakima City needs room to spread out. Why, they're even talking about Yakima being the state capital someday. I don't see what all the grousing's about. They're going to pay for the moving anyway.
Well, in the year 1884, the central Yakima Valley in Washington was in the throes of crisis. The battle lines between the Northern Pacific Railway and a small group of irate citizens were clearly drawn. Yakima City had been incorporated the year before as a community of 400 residents. Then a railroad official announced,
"Our terminal will be located 4 miles north of Yakima City. There is ample room for expansion there, and we feel that everyone will benefit from the location."
Well, sharply divided opinion split the young community into factions. New town against old town. Old town backer said,
"We're prepared to offer the railroad people $1 million worth of property if they will give up this harebrained scheme and stay in Yakima City where they belong."
But advocates of new town countered,
"Stay put if you want. I'm moving, business and all. I say the railroad people know best. If they're willing to gamble all that money to move the whole town, I'll gamble with them."
During the last days of 1884, the work crews laid tracks bypassing Old Town. There were no spurs, no sidings provided. The tracks went straight north toward the sagebrush flat that was to become New Town. By now, even the diehards among the townspeople realized the march of progress was moving along without them. North Yakima, as New Town was called, experienced one of the strangest settlements in the history of the West. Building after building was jacked up onto rollers and hauled the 4 miles north by mule or horse team. The J.C. Farrell home left Old Town at 2 p.m. and was deposited on its new site at 5. In the months that followed, more than 60 buildings were moved bodily to North Yakima. Among the migrants were homes, livery stables, saloons, retail stores, a bank, and a church. Probably the most notable in the odd procession was the two-story Guyland House, known as one of the best hostelries in the Northwest. The Great Square Hotel was a full month on rollers between Old Town and North Yakima. In transit, David Guyland, proprietor, carried on as usual, serving meals, caring for his guests, and occasionally sitting on the hotel porch, smoking a pipe as if nothing on earth were amiss. Within a year, the sagebrush wasteland had become a thriving community of 1,200 persons. Most important of all, the trains of the Northern Pacific pulled into the new terminal on a regular schedule. Of course, there were those who stayed behind. In 1918, the new town became officially Yakima, and the old town became officially Union Gap. And an old-timer will tell you,
"Well, after the big move in 85, seems like the whole valley just kept on growing and growing. Why, Union Gap's got a population 5 times what it was then, and it's just like living in the same town after all."
Pacific Power has...